Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicolo Comotti here, the 74th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Emre Yixan. Welcome.
Welcome.
So, you're here in one of the most beautiful places that you could be as a director, International Critics Week, always every year an incredible selection. I had the pleasure to watch your film, The Golf. It was an incredibly, I think, brave film as well as the first feature, and I loved the engagement that you actually apply towards the audience, because I always find the director when he actually trusts the audience and he leaves the keys to the audience, is always an amazing way to do it, as an interaction, as a dialogue. But first thing first, let's just introduce your film, so in just a minute or so.
It's about this guy, actually, which is inspired of myself and my friends, let's say, that goes back to his hometown after a certain feeling of failure, because he ended a marriage with divorce, and then he's been unemployed for a little while, and he doesn't know what to do in life. He doesn't want to know. He's kind of like in a certain state of mind, which is not depression, because he's kind of like also not really feeling bad about it. Mm-hmm. And he finds himself in a situation where the city where he goes back is changing drastically because of an accident of an oil tanker, and then a smell that invades the city and makes people leave. And then little by little he discovers things about himself and also the people of the city.
That's probably what I love the most as well. You know, the beginning, there is actually an end of something else, and it goes towards... I think it frees you as a writer as well as a director from a lot of constraints, because it's like it's complete new, uncharted territory. And I love the kind of parallel that you do between this man, Salim, and also the town itself. So it's almost like two, if it becomes like the person becomes the city and the city becomes the person with the smell as well. Yeah. So how did you structure, like, for the screenplay and stuff, like, how did you manage to create a sort of fluid journey, out of
the first idea was it was mostly like a state of mind that I had. So I wanted to create this character a little exaggerating the state of mind, and then this like memory of the smell of the city, because there was the smell when I was a child in the Gulf of Izmir that is no more there. So when they kind of like coincided in my mind, and it started to develop in itself, and little by little, like, all these elements kind of like laid over each other, I'd say, like, because I was also thinking that the state of mind the person and the city is like actually in, mm-hmm, is not caused by things that matter only for them. It's Izmir can be another city, can be Rimini, can be Genova, I don't know, can be somewhere in Argentina, or in Greece, or Selim can be anybody, like feeling this stagnation, this kind of like being stuck in their lives. So, and little by little, these elements started to appear, like how we are relating to other people, how we are relating to the people of our own class, how we're relating to the people of other social classes, of other existences also. Mm. So it took some 4 years in total, I think, to like rewrite and rewrite and rewrite and like kind of make it, as fine as I could, let's say, as layered and fine as I could.
It's interesting, actually, what you said about the city itself. You know, the resume could be like another place, but at the same time, I think there was an element, the key element of the openness, or like the sort of the we would call the wasteland as well. That I think it just leads us also to this sort of like open mind, but like towards the gutters of somewhere. And another thing, between the gutters and the smell, which I thought it was an amazing trope to use in your film. Although I think it's one of the hardest, senses to portray. So, like, did you also choose it as an allegory to also challenge yourself? So it was, putting smell into film.
Actually, yeah, this was also, like, while thinking about this smell, it was always, like, scary on one hand, because it's very difficult to represent a smell in cinema. It can't be seen, it can't be heard. This was a very attractive challenge in the end, because it leaves a lot of space to the viewer's own imagination. Sure. There's something that we talk about in the film, but we cannot really make you feel. So it's not just about seeing and listening, but there's some other elements that we cannot really represent in cinema. So that was the challenge. I don't know. It was very difficult. We all had questions about to represent it more, to like maybe replace it with a sound or with things. Mm. But in the end, I think it was a good decision to leave it as it is, to the imagination of the people who are watching it.
And talking about imagination as well, there's always, you know, looking at the face of Selim, there's always so many open questions and open answers, you know, something that he could say or that he would have said, but as well, you know, the unsaid is as important, I think, as what he actually has been, you know, in the dialogue between the characters. What kind of work did you do as an acting, you know, from a directing mm-hmm. perspective, what kind of work did you do with your actors to create this state, as you say, there's a state of, like a collective state of mind, but you know, the voices are, of course, through the actors.
We had quite long rehearsals with the main character and Jihan, this okay. friend he meets from the military service that he cannot remember. It was challenging for me also, because for the actors, they have questions about the background, the history of the character, the perspective, and I wanted to keep this information as little as possible. I could have invented stuff, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to put myself into this invention also, because I wanted to have two characters, like mostly I could say the main characters in the film, which are cut from their background. They, mm-hmm. one we see, he's there, he's like, he's starting a new life, but if we could call it a life, because he's just not doing anything, and the other appears twice like that, and then we don't have information about what he was doing and stuff before. So I wanted to keep also this information away from them, and it was a little difficult for them to get into this mood, but in the end I think they really liked it, that it can change like from one scene to the other, how they conceive the character and stuff. It was risky at some points, I felt like I hope it will work and stuff, but then I think it rendered quite well in the end, that we have a coherent character on both sides. So it was that kind of experience for them also, I think.
I personally think that it worked out perfectly.
Great, very thank good. You.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Imre.
Thank you. Thank
here you at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.